All right, so you sent this in this piece by Shang Van Tyng called Artificial Intelligence Experience Design Principles 2025. And it looks super interesting. So we wanted to kind of dive into it today and
Yeah, it's a great piece.
pull out like what are the nuggets, you know, that folks should really pay attention to.
And it's interesting because Van Tyne actually first put out a set of principles back in 2018.
Oh, wow.
So, AI was obviously around then, but
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that things have accelerated
Yeah.
quite a bit just in the last 7 years or so.
Absolutely. It seems like every day there's a new headline about AI.
And it's really gone from this sort of like abstract concept
Yeah.
to something that a lot of people are interacting with on a daily basis.
For sure. And speaking of sort of like the impact of AI, the article opens with a quote from Leonard Zabersky, and he says, "Artificial intelligence shapes how we think, feel, and behave. It drives the decisions that define our future."
Big stuff.
Yeah. And he goes on, "We have the responsibility to use this potential for humane technology. Building an AI based on our diverse values and needs requires thoughtful design."
Huge.
And it's like, that's what this whole piece is about, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, how do we design this stuff in a way that is, you know, going to benefit humanity?
Yeah, it's not just about the tech itself, it's about how we
Totally.
integrate it, how we experience it.
Yeah, so I guess that takes us right into like the first core idea here, which is this idea of understanding your audience.
Yeah, and this might seem kind of obvious at first,
Right.
but I think Van Tyne makes a really important distinction here.
Okay.
Before you even start thinking about what the AI can do, you need to really thoroughly understand
Right.
how people are already doing things, and maybe even more importantly,
Okay.
what they're trying to achieve, like what's the goal.
Got it.
He says the most effective AI isn't about like, flashy technology. It's about genuinely making those existing tasks easier and more efficient.
So it's not about like replacing humans necessarily or doing something brand new. It's about like how can we take what people are already doing and make it better?
It's about starting with the user and their needs, not with the tech itself.
That's a great point, and I feel like that kind of leads into this next principle, which is setting realistic expectations.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know there's a lot of hype around AI,
Yeah, there's so much hype.
and sometimes that leads to people expecting it to be this like all-knowing, perfect entity.
Yeah, or on the flip side, they think it's gonna, you know, take over the world.
And then when it doesn't live up to those impossible standards
Right.
or, fulfill those dystopian prophecies, people get frustrated or scared.
Totally.
So Van Tyne really emphasizes the need to be clear about what the AI solution can actually do, and just as importantly,
Yeah.
what it can't do,
Yeah.
where its limitations are.
So like being
Because it's
upfront
got to.
about both the strengths and the weaknesses.
And using simple language that anyone can understand.
Yeah, because if you're using all this like jargon, then it's like nobody's gonna trust it.
Transparency builds trust and manages expectations.
For sure. And that actually kind of flows nicely into the next point, which is this idea of explaining results.
This is all about transparency too.
Okay.
Ideally, you want to be able to trace the AI's output back to the data it was trained on
Okay.
so people can see, where it's getting its information from.
Right, like show your work, basically.
But obviously, that level of detail isn't always feasible.
Right.
But what is crucial is explaining at least the basic way the algorithm works, where its data comes from, and what factors it prioritizes
Okay.
when making a decision or giving a result.
So kind of like giving the user a peek behind the curtain.
It helps them understand the why behind the what.
Gotcha. And then once the AI has produced a result, how do you communicate like how confident it is in that result?
Well, Van Tyne talks about using visual cues like percentages or star ratings,
Yeah. Okay.
because those are pretty universal.
Right. Everybody understands what 5 stars means.
A high confidence score might encourage someone to act on the information right away, whereas a lower score might, make them think twice.
Makes sense. And what happens when the AI isn't very confident in its result?
That's where this idea of graceful degradation comes in,
Okay, I love that term.
right? Instead of presenting a shaky result with the same weight as a definitive one,
Right.
you use softer language,
Right.
maybe frame it as a suggestion or a possibility
Oh, that's interesting.
rather than a firm answer.
So it's like acknowledging that there's some uncertainty.
It manages expectations and kind of reflects the AI's own uncertainty.
I like that. And then this next principle is really interesting to me, this idea of knowing what not to automate.
This is so important because just because AI can technically do something
right.
doesn't mean it should.
Yeah.
You know, Van Tieng points to areas where human involvement is still really crucial.
Okay.
Like understanding complex human emotions or motivations.
Yeah. Right.
Or processes that have like inherent human value.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about things like the satisfaction of completing a task yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or the dignity of personal interaction.
Right.
And then there are things like ethical and moral judgments,
mm-hmm.
which really require human consideration.
Absolutely. You wouldn't want an AI making life or death decisions.
Right.
Based purely on data.
So it's about recognizing that AI is a tool.
Yeah.
And it's not always the right tool for every job.
Totally. And even in areas where automation is beneficial, I think this next principle is really important, maintaining human control.
Absolutely. It's about empowering the user and making sure they don't feel overwhelmed or helpless
right.
when interacting with AI.
So it's not about AI taking over, it's about AI helping.
Exactly. Giving people clear feedback mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
the ability to undo actions.
Mm-hmm.
And even positive reinforcement for successful interactions
yeah.
are all really important.
So it's like a partnership.
Yeah, the AI should feel like a tool that enhances human capabilities.
I like that. And kind of building on that idea of partnership, this next principle talks about building trust over time.
Yes, and Van Tieng suggests taking a gradual approach, especially when it comes to collecting personal data.
Okay.
Starting with the minimum necessary and initially offering suggestions
mm-hmm.
rather than making decisions can help build user confidence.
Right, like ease people into it.
Exactly. And then as the AI proves its value and reliability, you can gradually introduce more automation.
Got it. And maybe ask for more data access.
Exactly. It's like any relationship, trust is earned.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of relationships, I think it's important to remember that, you know, the world is constantly changing and so is AI. So this next principle is adapting to change.
That's right. Our values, our needs, even the information landscape are all constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So if an AI just remains static based only on its initial training data,
yeah,
it can quickly become outdated, irrelevant, or even worse, start spreading misinformation.
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
So the ability to learn and adapt is crucial.
So it needs to be dynamic.
Exactly.
Okay. And this next principle I found really interesting, this idea of balancing predictability and serendipity.
Yes, this is a fascinating point.
Yeah.
You know, highly personalized AI can be great.
Yeah. I love getting recommendations that are relevant to me.
Right. But the downside is that it can create these filter bubbles.
Oh, right.
Where you're only exposed to information that reinforces your existing beliefs.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that can limit your exposure to new ideas and perspectives.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Exactly. And Van Tieng suggests that we need to design algorithms and interfaces that allow for some exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of those curated recommendations, you know, leave room for those happy accidents.
Yeah, like sometimes the best things are the things you weren't even looking for.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And when it comes to actually like building these AI experiences, the next principle is prototyping wisely.
Yeah, and this is all about getting things right early on.
Okay.
Van Tieng really stresses using real user data in the prototyping phase to validate your assumptions about how the AI will actually be used.
Because you might think it's going to be used one way.
Right.
But then people use it a completely different way.
Exactly. And he also mentions this thing called the Wizard of Oz method.
What is that?
It's basically where you simulate the AI's responses manually.
Oh, interesting.
Behind the scenes to test the user experience mm-hmm. before you've actually built the full AI.
So you're kind of like faking it.
In a way, yeah. But it's a really effective way to refine the interaction model.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then to build on that user relationship. I think this next principle is really important, sharing process and intentions.
Transparency is key here again.
Oh, okay.
Clearly explaining how you're collecting, handling, and processing user data can really build trust.
Yeah, people are definitely more aware of data privacy these days.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. being open and upfront about your practices is essential.
For sure, it shows respect for the user.
Exactly.
And then finally, Van Tieng wraps up with this idea of collaborate.
Yes. He emphasizes that developing effective AI experiences is not a solo endeavor.
Right.
It requires close collaboration between lots of different teams, data scientists, researchers,
mm-hmm.
developers, designers, marketers, and, of course, experts in the specific domain.
Right. So it's like a whole village.
It is, and all of this expertise needs to be translated into a shared understanding to create truly valuable and human-centered AI experiences.
And that brings us back to that quote from the beginning, right?
Exactly. We have a responsibility to shape AI for humane purposes through thoughtful design.
Awesome. So to kind of sum up everything we talked about today, it's clear that designing effective AI experiences isn't just about the technology. It really requires a human-centered approach. That means understanding your audience, setting realistic expectations, explaining how things work, maintaining human control, building trust, and adapting to change.
And finding that balance between predictability and serendipity.
Right, because we don't want to live in a world where everything is completely predictable.
Exactly. We need room for discovery and surprise.
Yeah, and I think as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, these principles are only going to become more important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as you go about your day, we encourage you to think about the AI interactions you encounter. Where do you see these principles being applied effectively? And where do you see room for improvement?
Quick question.
What are the consequences of these design choices as AI continues to evolve?
It's something to think about.
Yeah. So take a closer look at the AI around you and think critically about how it's being designed.
Good advice.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.